Hey, my name is Johnny J, and I am Otoe, Missouri in Choctaw, and I'm from Lawton, Oklahoma.
My name is Jack Malmstrom. I am a Kimaalta Minyaki, and I'm from Portland, Oregon.
So I wandered into your session. Are you serious? Like, you're really preparing for the zombie apocalypse?
I like to. You know, most people like to cosplay. I like to prepare for the zombie apocalypse. I actually, you know, in addition to my weapons, I actually have a backpack for my cat. And not that it will really do any good, but, you know, it could be useful. But, yeah, you know, it's just like, because it's not just about the zombies, you know, this could be something that would have real-life applications in case of another natural disaster or, God forbid, you know, nuclear war or whatever. You know, these are still skills to survive that you would need regardless of the situation.
How did you guys get into doing this?
Just the podcast overall. So so I have been doing a radio show in Portland called Rose City Native Radio for 2.5 years now. And I was also fairly active in the Not Your Mascot scene. And Johnny here is a part of that as well. And so we met through that, and I had her on my show to interview her about the mascot issue. And in doing that, we also just talked, got to know each other. My interviews are pretty lax, like a conversation. So geek stuff came up, and then indigenous geek stuff came up, and whether or not that existed. And we talked for a few hours, and then eventually I was like, you know, like, we should just do a podcast. I know how to do audio production. Like, we should just do this, because we weren't aware of anybody else who was doing or talking about
and
this
we
stuff.
We just kept talking, like, back and forth to each other, because I had a radio show too, Indigenous Flame. So it's like every time something would come up, I'd be like, Jackie, come on my show. And then it was vice versa. We were like going back and forth, and it just got ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
So we were just, she was like, you know, we should just do something. And we're like, okay.
Because, you know, like a podcast that we're very big fans of called Métis in Space, they always get a question of like, what are your, you know, what's your advice to people who want to do this stuff? And they're always like, do the thing. Just do it.
Just
you
do
can.
It.
If you want to, then do it. And so we did the thing. And here we are at the first Indigenous Comic-Con as sponsors.
So what are you guys trying to do with A Tribe Called Geek?
So we're trying to do multiple level things.
Oh, yeah.
So one, I would say, the first thing that we haven't actually really talked about yet being here is this is a female-led movement, which is not really heard of, and not necessarily just in Indian country, but in nerd culture in general, you don't see a lot of female-led representation. So we're trying to keep a tradition that way of being, you know, female-led. Another thing that we're doing, so we noticed when we were getting the show started and we were talking, is there's all these amazing Indians out there who are doing great stuff within geek culture but are kind of getting buried because Indians don't know it exists, and everyone's pretty spread out and isolated. So we're like, what if we could create a hub where you could go to find out all those things? You could learn about the comics, you could learn about video games, you could learn about whatever you're into, and be like, do Indians make that? And just go to that one place and find it, and find those people, and to, not only to give them, you know, more views or more whatever recognition, but just so we can eventually build a community, because there's already so many communities within the geek culture. There's an LGBT one. They have Gamer X, which is a gamer, which is G-A-Y-M-E-R for LGBTQ people who like video games. They have a whole convention now for that. You know, there's Black Nerd Girls who are fantastic, that have their own show, and so there's all different demographics, but we didn't really see one for Native Americans, and so we wanted to provide that and to talk with others who were interested. So the overall goal really for us is to highlight these amazing people, indigenous people, who are creating their own stuff and taking their own stories in their own hands and doing that representation, that positive representation. And, you know, some incorporate their culture, some don't. But that's the beautiful diversity of who we are as Indian people. And so it's part to let Native America know that we exist and that we're there, but also to let mainstream America know, because now there's a whole convention happening in there and right now that we're at. And not only does that gain the local natives, but a larger audience, and now larger nerd culture is going to be like, oh, I heard there's like an Indian Comic-Con or something like that. And then they're going to start being interested in learning how to see positive representations of Native Americans, because for a long time in in comic book culture or anywhere you look, right? In nerd culture, it's very stereotypical. Even to this day, it's very stereotypical. It's very pan-Indian. They get a lot of stuff wrong, and they don't work with us. So we're here also to show this is how you can do it right. And, I mean, just look around. Like, this is how you do it right. Yep.
And then it also comes back to what she was saying about creating a community. Because in addition to what we do with, you know, the podcast and with our website, you know, we also try to create a community. We try to reach out to our youth. I'm a suicide survivor. So with a tribe called Geek, we do have a suicide awareness initiative program called Indigenerds for Hope. And we do social media campaigns, and I run workshops, and I'm working on a curriculum where other people that want to bring this into their community and support it, you know, will have this layout of how they can start working with their youth and start bridging these generational gaps that, you know, make us fearful to talk about suicide. And it's the second leading cause of death among Native youth. And, you know, being a survivor myself, you know, I really wanted to create a safe space for us, you know, to let our youth know that it's okay to be a geek. It's okay to be a part of a subculture that isn't necessarily seen as Native, because that was one of the problems that I had growing up, is just like I never felt like I belonged anywhere. But where I did feel more comfortable was within geek culture. And so, you know, now that we have this platform, you know, it's not only just a desire to help, it's a responsibility that we have to our younger generations to help empower them and to let them know that it's okay to be who you are, you know, let your geek flag fly. So that's one of the things that we really wish to continue doing with A Tribe Called Geek as well.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more. You were so intense and detailed about the zombie apocalypse. I was so intrigued. I walked in, I'm like, this is going to be so weird. But then I was like, wait a minute, they're talking about really serious stuff within the context of, like, preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Well, you know, we've already survived an apocalypse. You know, we're still learning to rebuild from that. You know, we've seen the end of our life, you know, the life that we knew. And we've been in this rebuilding stage already. So it's really easy to see, to kind of connect the dots between what we went through as Native people with colonization and the zombie apocalypse, because this would be the second wave for us. And with the knowledge that we have now, you know we can survive, because we're still here. And, you know, we're smarter, we're stronger, and we're more resilient than we've ever been. Because, you know, in spite of everything, you know, we still maintain our culture, we still maintain our languages, and not only just maintain them, but there's like this whole revitalization that's happening and a whole awakening that's happening among Native people, both old and young. And so it's really easy just to connect the dots and, you know, fit this into this zombie apocalypse. Honestly, I have waited my entire life for my moment, for that moment to do a panel on zombie survival and talk about it seriously and bring in all these other issues, because it is real life application, but just using that scenario of zombie apocalypse.
Well, I guess, I mean, it fits a theme I've seen over the weekend of people using comics or games or films or whatever to talk about really serious issues. But you're going to get people to listen more? Like...
Well, I mean, you know, George Romero does that anyway in any of his films, right? And that's how that genre got started, was to hold up a mirror to society and make these comparisons in a way that was maybe a little bit easier to consume for some, and have these hard conversations about stuff like that. And so, you know, Johnny's just using that to her advantage and using our good old Indian storytelling ways. But I mean, absolutely, you know, you can use that as a way to, you know, a lot of the times, you know, sometimes it's a virus, right? Well, we've already, real life survived that, you know, we've already had that population depletion and learning to survive, seeing who's infected, quarantine, the whole shebang. And even now we still deal with it with diabetes and all the other things that our people are afflicted with. It's pretty easy, really, just to combine them. It was surprisingly easy. I'm surprised I don't see that more often, but yeah, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, and you know, and for me, being a suicide survivor, talking about survival is new for me. And, you know, for me, I think it's had a huge impact on my own healing, because my last suicide attempt, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably about 5-6 years ago. And how far I've come since then amazes me, because I am nowhere near the person I used to be. And, you know, just being able to talk about survival, to be able to talk about my experience, and to be able to say that I'm healing, you know, that's empowering. And that's something that we need for our Native youth and for our Native people in general, because we've been in survival mode for so long. And, you know, when you're in that mode, sometimes you get to that point where it's easier to give up. You know, it's like, why am I fighting? Because nothing seems to be getting better, or you keep coming up against all these obstacles. So for me to be talking about survival, to even just to prepare, that's something new for me, because I've always had, you know, the penchant to be more about self-annihilation. So talking about survival for me, it's healing. And, you know, I know it's funny, and, you know, a lot of people don't get it. But, you know, I think within our geek culture in general, you know, there is that feeling, because so much of us have, you know, we've experienced bullying to extreme extents. And, you know, we've experienced violence because of our interest in the geek culture. And, you know, now it's trendy. Now it's a little more okay. You're not seeing that same violence that some of us went through when we were younger, or that ostracization. It's okay to be a geek. And so, you know, I mean, there's just so many ways that all these issues intersect with each other, and to be able to relate them to like a zombie apocalypse, or, you know, to even like the superhero world, with like Batman and Superman. It was super dark and people didn't really care for it because it wasn't a typical superhero movie. But I saw that and I was looking at these two, almost these two beings, one human, one not, that were just trying to struggle with that responsibility of being a hero. What does that mean? And trying to be accountable for their actions and just trying to do what was what they thought was best. And it brought up these themes of mental illness with me as well. So, you know, I mean, there's all these ways these issues intersect, and I think it's really important that you talk about them, but they also have to resonate with people. So if you can find an end, whether it's a zombie apocalypse, whether it's superheroes, whatever, I think, you know, it's almost like a responsibility to do that.
Is the zombie apocalypse going to be a good thing?
I'm hopeful. I'm looking forward to it because, one, I get to test my skills. Second, it tests the faith that I have in humanity because, you know, in the midst of some of these horrible atrocities, you always see hope. You always see people coming together to try and figure out, okay, what's next? So when I think of a zombie apocalypse, you know, that's my mindset.